I got one question for you.
What's up?
The first day of camp, the OTAs, or the Office of the Weightlifting Program, you talked, you know, how badly you were going to miss Kendrick and, you know, your whole connection that you guys had. So how's it working now with Hussein every day? Just how long is that going to take before you build that kind of relationship?
Man, we're working every day. You know, it's not just on the field, but, you know, we meet outside of football. You know what I'm saying? Just not just him, but the whole secondary. So, you know, that's a part of building that chemistry and just talking about things, knowing where he's going to be at, knowing where I'm going to be at. And we got to be on the same page as a secondary period. So,
well, what's he showing you in filling that position?
Man, he's extremely smart, you know, and one thing I take from him is his work ethic and his attention to detail. Mm-hmm. He's very, very particular about things, especially in his technique. So I've just been paying close attention to him and just trying to take notes as much as I can.
I remember you said you admired the way Kendrick communicated.
Yeah.
Spotted things. Mm-hmm. Have you tried to take that out here? Have you tried to be more communicative?
Most definitely. You know, just alerting the defense for certain plays, just looking out for certain things and anticipating the next call. So when we break the huddle, already knowing the personnel, already knowing the down and distance. And, you know, I actually talked to him not too long ago. And, you know, that's the main thing, just expecting things before they happen.
How much farther along are you than you were, like, say, at this time last year?
I mean, this is my second year in the defense, so obviously it's things that I've learned and, you know, spots that, you know, I take in consideration as far as certain coverages and things like that I'm more aware of. So it's less thinking about what the call is on our end, because that's coming automatic. It's more so what the offense is going to do.
Anybody you feel more comfortable playing with?
Man, we all just go in together. The thing we talk about is, if you in, you a starter regardless, you know. So it's a long season. Things happen throughout that season, and everybody has to be ready to go. So whether my communication is with Malcolm Bronson or Hussein or Sanders Cummins, I mean, we got to all be on the same page, because anything can happen.
You did talk about him setting up kind of the defense of a lot, Kendrick. Is that your role now, or whose role is it?
Man, it's everybody's role. You know, everybody's taking ownership. Everybody is, you know, trying to put in. You know, nobody's just leaning on anybody or expecting somebody else to make a play even. Everybody's trying to get there and make the play themselves. The more people we have holding themselves accountable, the better the team will be as a whole.
What you're being asked to do, any different? Your role back there different?
To be honest with you, just outside of a scheme standpoint, it's just knowing everything that's going on. Just talking to coach, he wants me to be the guy to make sure I know what's going on, make sure that I'm stepping up and being a leader and holding myself and my teammates accountable. And that's vice versa throughout my teammates as well. So the biggest thing is just being alert and being aware at all times.
Hey, Hussein's gotten a chance to play a little bit of the nickel linebacker role. You've done so much. You know, you feel not pressure. Like, are you excited to kind of show, you know, that you can play back deep a little more? Because it seems like you're getting a chance to do that here.
Yeah, it is. It's exciting just because that's what I'm accustomed to doing, you know, all my life. But like I said before, wherever my team need me at, that's where I'm going to be at. So whether they have to swap me and Hussein, or if they have to move me somewhere else and move him somewhere else, I think we're all prepared to be wherever we need to be. I think that's the beauty of this defense and the players we have in it. We try to work and know everything that's going on and all the moving parts.
Hey, what's the hardest part about playing back deep, like tracking the ball? Like, is that something you can get better at, or is that natural? Like,
I mean, it's always something you can get better at. I think back there it's more natural, you know, just because it's almost like backyard football, to where you're just reading the quarterback or reading where the ball breaks out and getting to it. But for the most part, you got to be back there, you got to have high energy, and you got to run to the ball at all times.